received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zawet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Live from the KCNR studios in downtown Redding, California on Market Street, it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. And here is your host, Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here on December 1st. My co-host today, Bryce Ritchie, who's good to have back on the show after you were on about a month and a half ago with a show that I call was the most disorganized show I've ever had with you and Tom Galbraith. So,
yeah, it's good to be back. A little more structured this time.
Yeah, yes, definitely is a little more structured. Anyway, a lot of good stuff today. It's been a while. I've been gone for a couple weeks, so it's going to be back. We have some news that we'll talk about later on in the show regarding the show. So we'll get to that probably later on in the fourth segment. But I want to start with this today. Kareem Hunt and the Kansas City Chiefs have parted ways. I shouldn't really say it in that terms. Remember that video came out last night from TMZ of Kareem Hunt abusing, I think it was, I didn't see exactly who it was, but I saw the video and it was pretty harrowing.
It's very violent.
Yeah, it is. And this is the problem that continues to happen in the NFL is these guys have domestic abuse videos, different things come out, and then nothing typically happens. They usually get suspended. They usually get, I mean, it depends on if they get released. But Kareem Hunt is the latest addition of a team actually, in my opinion, making the right decision, the Kansas City Chiefs, saving face a little bit. And despite Kareem Hunt being a rising star and a young star, they're saying it doesn't matter. We don't want to be associated with that. And I think it's a really, really good call for the Kansas City Chiefs because right now the NFL has a black eye with domestic abuse. And it's happening a lot in the NFL, and I mean, we'll talk about Reuben Foster here in a little bit, who just signed with the Redskins after having three cases of domestic abuse, getting released by the 49ers and then picked up by the Redskins. But what's interesting in the NFL, though, too, Bryce, and you can touch on this a little bit, is these guys have these domestic abuse, you know, Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, who actually hasn't come back to the NFL, but a couple of these different guys, it only is a blip on the record because 2 to 3 years later, people aren't thinking about that. They're thinking about how good of football players they are. So it's kind of strange to see this happen, and I would be shocked if Kareem Hunt doesn't come back, not for the Chiefs, I would imagine, but for a different team, just because winning is so important in the NFL, and I think that's part of the problem is winning may be really important, guys, but is it as important as this, you know, this continuing act that continues to happen over and over again?
Yeah, it's something you see more in the NFL than I think you see anywhere else in professional sporting.
Absolutely.
Which is troubling. And the fact that you don't see the NFL as an organization taking more of a proactive step is also troubling. But yeah, I agree with you. The Chiefs, even though he was, one of their top targets and probably their, I don't know, fourth best offensive player, and the fastest guy in the league, and one of their return guys. I mean, he was a crucial part of their offense.
Absolutely.
And so to release him does set a precedent. And I think that's what teams need to continue to do. And I think the NFL needs to step in and set a precedent with him as well. They have the ability to make it so guys can't come back. And I think until there's some legitimate consequences for their actions, stuff like this is going to keep happening.
And the problem is when it first started happening, I don't remember exactly when the first case was, a couple years ago, 5-6 years ago, is the NFL didn't take a stand right away.
Yeah.
They only gave 5 to 6 games. And now, players, if you try to suspend a guy for a year or really take a stand, or 2 years, or I don't know how, what would be a long enough suspension.
Yeah.
But guys will just say, well, you only gave him 4. You exactly. only gave him 5. And then so well, the problem is the NFL doesn't take stands. They kind of sit in this gray area and they take this heat. But the problem is people are still going to watch.
Yep. And the NFL has a long history of doing that. I mean, lots of sports organizations do. They have trouble finding a suitable punishment, or they just do a poor job finding suitable yeah. punishments. They're like, okay, you tested positive, so we're going to suspend you for 12 years. But you had 4 cases of domestic abuse, so you're going to be out for 2 games.
Yeah,
you know?
It honestly is very, very sad. And, you know, people bag on Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, all the time for making bad decisions and things like that. But the NFL has to start to set a precedent here of, I don't care what's happened in the past. We need to take a stand now to make sure that domestic abuse is not okay. Because right now, I mean, everybody knows it's not okay to do, but at the same time, they're only getting suspended 3 to 4 games. They're back next year, and their record is essentially not tarnished at all. And I don't quite understand why that is. We almost forget about it. We forget about what happened with Adrian Peterson. We forget about all these other guys.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense. And then on the flip side, the 49ers released Reuben Foster after 3 cases of domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
They release him. And doesn't even get through waivers, the Washington Redskins sign him.
Yep.
But the problem is these owners, and I think it's an owner problem more than anything.
These owners
want to win so badly
mm-hmm.
that they'll risk putting their team's image on the line. Reuben Foster picked up by the Redskins, and people know how poor of an owner and a poor of a guy Danny Snyder is for Washington. And that's the problem with the NFL. These owners want to win so badly. And because it reflects them as far as how much money they're making in profits.
Yeah.
So,
but it's also on the fans there, because that's really where they get hurt is in the bank account. And so if the fans and the NFL push, you're going to see more consequences or different decisions being made by teams. Because the Redskins picked him up. I don't see an outrage, and that bothers me as well. Like, why people are, yeah, they're focused on Kareem Hunt now, but why are people not more upset? Why is this not more of an issue that this team, like you said, just went out and picked him up, even though he's had several offenses?
Yeah.
That they hold all the power. So if they want something to be done, that's where it needs to happen. Stop going to games, stop buying merch. If you really care about the issue, that's what needs to happen. But like you said, they just want to see their team win, like the owners.
Yeah, well, owners, absolutely. I don't know if the fans are to blame, because I don't, you know, follow a lot of fans in Washington, but I would imagine, as D.C.'s kind of the political capital of the United States, that they have to be relatively outraged out there. They would have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I just haven't seen it. Like, I spent several hours after that story released, and even the next several days, like, looking for articles and just reading through different things, and there just isn't any evidence of it. And I think, because this has happened other times, and we haven't seen it then either, I think that's just a further example that, yeah, well, we want to win, and we picked up a guy, and, oh, yeah, he, you know, had several instances, but he's reformed now, and, you know, it's 2 games later, so he's okay. No.
What I don't get is you already lost your quarterback, Alex Smith. Your season's essentially over.
It's over.
What's the point in going out and ruining the team's image for a year or two? Because, let's be honest, and that, like we said earlier, it only really there's only a cloud hovering over for a couple of years. And I think that's part of the problem, is people forget too quickly, because we're in this world where technology, everything's happening so fast, we forget about what happened 2 weeks ago. We forget about the car fire because we had the campfire or something of that nature.
I got you.
So And that's part of the problem is our generation of, I wouldn't say our generation, but the generation that now is becoming the bulk of the fandom is getting over things too quickly and getting over these issues that the NFL needs to address and needs to address it quickly. But again, kudos to the Kansas City Chiefs for taking a stand on Kareem Hunt. I know that there's going to be the team that picks him up. If it's the Redskins, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they did it once. Why not do it twice?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree.
So it'd be interesting. But, yeah, Danny Snyder, the owner out in Washington, they feel like they got to have some sort of repercussion there. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about a little bit of the issue I have, again, with baseball. And, Bryce, you can go against me. About every 3 weeks or so, I have an issue with what's going on with Major League Baseball. So we'll talk about that next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. We're joined by Bryce Ritchie, my co-host for the day, alongside producer Jared King. All right, so
this just is Jared King. No, like fancy.
I know. Usually, I give him some sort of positive adjective. It's early, you know.
It is.
I'll get back to that. The fluffy Jared King.
I don't know if that's positive.
I said that last time, but and I think you said it was a negative. I mean it as a positive, as like he's got a fluffy personality.
That's not what anyone else thinks.
Not a fluffy build.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on.
Back to sports.
Okay, so I saw this article come out, or I guess it reported that Josh Donaldson, former AL MVP, signed with the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is a big story. Former MVP in the Major League Baseball signing with another team for a one-year deal. That's kind of shocking. Why a one-year deal? Why all these different things? I had a lot of questions. And I saw very little to no reaction on social media. So here's my new belief. The issue for Major League Baseball is not the fact that play is too slow. There's various things. What's so good about the NBA right now is there's stories inside of stories. Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant going at each other as former teammates, going head-to-head. All this different pettiness in the NBA that leads to Twitter, leads to fun, that leads to guys going at each other. Major League Baseball doesn't have that. And it starts kind of with free agency. Nobody really cares because social media for baseball isn't really, guys don't talk about social media. They don't really aren't that active on social media except for positive stuff. Now, I know this is kind of a strange thing to say that maybe MLB players need to have a little more pettiness. Maybe they need to go at each other a little bit because that will make it more interesting for us to watch. I'm going to want to watch Yasiel Puig and Madison Bumgarner go at it if they're also going at it on social media. So that's my point. And I'm not saying that everybody has to do it. I know there's different personalities involved in all the various things. But the fact that this is one of the biggest free agents markets in the last 5 years in Major League Baseball and nobody's talking about it is just flat shocking to me. And it's because, sorry, Bryce, I'll get on.
No,
let you.
Yeah.
And it's because Major League Baseball is becoming a dwarf compared to the NBA and NFL. And they're going to continue to lose that traction that they had 10 to 15 years ago because of the play and because of the way social media is turning.
Well, I think my first point is that the MLB is a giant compared to the NBA when it comes to the number of players.
True.
And so,
well, they don't have name recognition near as much as the NBA, or face recognition, I should say, because they're wearing helmets and hats.
And, yeah, and I think, and also, you know, there's just so many more players. It's like, okay, there's the number of, you know, top-tier players that become free agents in a year, like even in the NBA this next year, is going to be tiny compared to the number of great players that are free agents right now in the MLB. So when something like that happens in the NBA, it's much bigger of a deal because it's like, oh, he's one of the only three guys that's available right now, you know? But in MLB, it's like, oh, he's one of the 45 guys that's available right
True.
Now. And also, Josh Donaldson, great player. I think Braves made a great acquisition along with Brian McCann. You know, after making a playoff push last year, they're looking in real, real good shape. So they'll be fun to watch. But the other thing about baseball is it's not as of a consistent game when it comes to performance as and the NBA is. You can get a guy who can go in, you know, and shoot near 40% every night for 5, 6 years, 7 years in a row. But because baseball, I think hitting is so much more difficult than anything else in professional sports, you see a drop off relatively quickly. And that's why you see a lot of these 1 year deals, because as guys start to age and move through their career, the likelihood that they're going to be able to perform at that same caliber level, that same MVP level, isn't there anymore. He's a great player, but on the free agent market, he's kind of a small fish compared to what's happened. Who's still out there?
Right, you still have Bryce. Well, you still have younger stars, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, both.
And there's a bunch of there's a bunch of arms on the market
right.
too. Dallas Keuchel, Kershaw wasn't a free agent for a couple weeks. I mean, so there were huge names, and I mean Kershaw would have been a breaking story had he gone anywhere else. You know, if he had gone and signed with the Yankees, people would have lost their minds. You would have seen it there. When Bryce Harper signs with
that'll be a big story. But my point is that a former MVP.
Yeah, but he didn't play at an MVP caliber last year or the year before. So that's what I'm saying. It's not as big of a deal because, yeah, he's a good player, but he didn't bat 350 and hit 45 home runs. If he had, then people would be talking more about it.
I just don't think that in any sport where a former MVP goes somewhere else, think about when Peyton Manning went to the Broncos. I mean, that was unbelievably huge.
Yeah, and he was still playing at a top-tier level. I think it's less about the title, more about how they're performing. He's still a good player, just not like you said, Bryce Harper or Manny Machado levels. And I think that's my other point is, yeah, you're right. You don't see a lot on social media from not a lot of beef on social media. A little bit. Usually it's drum up by news agencies about, you know, there have been fights or stuff like that. The one that's coming to mind right now is the Giants not signing Hunter Strickland because Bryce Harper is on the free agent market.
Yeah.
So I think that's just one example to counter your point. Is they know that that wouldn't go over well. And so, and obviously after punching a lock or a door and being out most of the season and not pitching well also, but he started to pick it up at the end of the season. I thought there was a legitimate chance that they signed him. Some of the guys I follow on Twitter thought there was a real good chance out of the five players they needed to 10-year contracts with that he was one of them. And so when they didn't immediately, that's where social media went, was Bryce Harper's a free agent. They want him in the Bay Area. Get rid of any obstacles that would be in the way.
I think Bryce Harper is too inconsistent to be a superstar or this transcendent. Granted, people want to watch him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the few name-recognized guys because he's been around since he was 16 when he was on the cover of whatever magazine, I think Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, because he hit the ball like 500 feet or something ridiculous in high school.
So, and I think you made some really, really good points there. There are more guys in baseball, which means that there are so many free agent acquisitions. It's not as important as Otto Porter signing a max deal with the Wizards or all these various things.
Yeah.
So it's really, really interesting to see that baseball is so different from the rest that it's kind of similar with the NFL. Free agent signings aren't huge.
Yeah.
But in the NFL anyway, you really can't make or break a team in the NFL. I mean, I'm sorry, in the free agent market.
Mm-hmm.
Free agency isn't where you're going to do it, except for when the Eagles did it a couple years ago before they won the Super Bowl, so it was last year. But I just think that somehow Major League Baseball's got to figure out a way to make their big signings bigger, in a sense, and I think that I don't know how they do that, and again, I know that the offseason's a long time, but baseball, as soon as the World Series is over, it feels like it's irrelevant for 2 months. So, I don't know. We'll see, but I just feel like something needs to be changed. I mean, if it continues on this trajectory, I really think baseball is struggling. I know I've been preaching that ever since this show has started. I just think that something's got to happen. Obviously, postseason baseball is very popular because it has the dramatics, but when there's a 162-game season, if you lose a close game,
yeah,
it's a bummer, but at the same time, there's 161 more you can win. So,
exactly.
And that's what the importance of the 16-game season in the NFL. That's kind of the similar that NBA has with an 82-game season.
NBA season is still irrelevant because you see guys go, you see teams. I don't think it's
right, but they're still talking about it. It's still in the news. People are still want to see what's going on with Draymond.
Mean, yeah, it's definitely bigger. That weighs more than the MLB regular season. I don't know. Like, for example, if a player were to leave one team and go to the rival, like when Johnny Damon did it and went to the Yankees.
Yeah,
I mean, we still have a friend who still, to this day, will talk about that and hates Johnny Damon. So I think that kind of thing is a bigger deal. But and that's what Kevin Durant did when he left the Thunder and went to the Warriors. And so that's what. But I think you're right. The baseball players just aren't on social media as much, or not for the same reasons. They're not as in the spotlight as the NBA players. You know, they aren't out there with fake accounts tweeting at themselves and forgetting what account they're on or anything like that.
I completely agree. But I think what the NBA has that is more valuable than a lot of others is they have more narrative inside the league. So, yeah, they have the games that are happening like that, but there's more narrative.
Yeah,
people want to know what's going on. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Durant and Draymond? Who's going to win that battle? Do they hate each other? Is it going to blow up in Golden State?
That's one of my least favorite things, actually. I don't watch SportsCenter anymore because it's no longer about sports.
Right, but that's what people want to see. So maybe you must be in the minority on that.
I want to see the top 10 and the not top 10.
Well, they know that. They put that at the end of the show.
Yeah,
so that way
you have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, and I hear you. I know what you're saying on that. Sometimes it can be a little annoying, but there's all these
different
things.
I don't care
what
NASCAR driver drank Pepsi even though he drives the Coke car. You know, I don't care.
What's going on with the Wizards is interesting. That whole Dwight Howard debacle is just interesting and strange, and but it's things like that. I mean, that doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. So, and I'm not saying a lot of times I even think that it's kind of like the thing where all press is good press. It seems like it kind of feels that way for the NBA, because if they had bad press with one player, not necessarily the NFL standards as far as domestic abuse and things, but
yeah.
Well, it's Dwight Howard had to go through with whatever he is going, whatever is going on, because I don't know. There's still allegations, and it's not necessarily true. So, if you haven't seen what Dwight Howard said, just go look it up. Go look on Twitter, and you'll find it relatively quickly. And it's not what you would expect, I don't think. But okay, so I like what you said. You've kind of convinced me on Major League Baseball, and I don't say that often. So, but there is an issue there. I truly think there's an issue there.
Yeah, you're right. The more social media advances, MLB definitely has to find a way to stay relevant within that market.
Yep, especially in the offseason, because people care. If they care about you all year long, it's going to be boosted when season comes around.
Yep.
So, all right, a lot of good things coming up next. We're going to get into some NFL and some NBA, my two favorite things to talk about. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
last received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
All right, segment three, Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. Okay, let's, you know, Bryce, I think we talked a little bit about baseball. We talked about all these different things, but the main thing that I wanted to talk about today, other than the Kareem Hunt and the Reuben Foster thing, was what's going on in the NBA. There's just a lot of various stories. We were talking about how the NBA has these narratives that are very interesting, and it's narratives are so important now in the NBA. To where sports writers who are voting for the MVP, they most of the time choose narrative over statistics, which to me is baffling, but at the same time I understand. So, okay, so far we'll talk, let's get into like the MVP race this far. I think there's four guys in it. You tell me who you think would be the guy. You have Durant. I think Curry, if he hadn't got hurt, he would be in that list. Giannis for the Milwaukee Bucks, Joel Embiid, and I had the other guy, I'm trying to remember who it was. I'll think about it. Give me those three guys first.
Giannis, man. I'd go Giannis right away. The Bucks are a four-win team without Giannis.
Dude, I think they're better than that. Now that they have a new coach, they have Budenholzer, they have all these other pieces, Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe,
he's like Curry. He changes the way the game is played.
You know he's averaging more than 10 two-pointers per game?
Yeah.
That's insane. People know he can only go to the rack. And yet he still goes guard. To the rack. That's truly unbelievable.
Yeah, but so he's like Curry in that he changes how games are played. They have to completely shift because they have to deal with the fact that he can go from there to, you know, halfway down the floor in three steps and two dribbles.
He's so long. Oh, my other guy was Anthony Davis, too. He's also my pick, but also I think Joel Embiid has played unbelievable this year. And I think something that kind of has to go into it, Kawhi Leonard's been good. He's gotten hurt.
Yeah. Sixers lost to the Cavs, though. You don't get to get an MVP. You get nothing. You lost to the Cavs. They had two wins.
Okay, fair enough. So let's get it like a little bit of the Jimmy Butler thing. So Butler leaves Minnesota. I was at his last game with Minnesota, and it just looked – it wasn't working in Minnesota. Tom Thibodeau, they had all these pieces, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins. I think Wiggins is kind of becoming
irrelevant.
I'm honestly
surprised they didn't get rid of him. He is more of the issue. I mean, if Butler wanted to be there, that's what I would have done.
Oh, he did not want to be
Butler
there.
Butler is tried and true. You can see that he is capable. He's a game changer. He's a top-tier player. Wiggins, he's young. He's in his first couple years of the league. He's good, but... he's kind of a baby, to be honest.
He's soft. He disappears on the floor for extended periods of time.
And he throws, like, it's just the mentality there. I don't think he has any, like, I don't know the word I'm looking for.
He's not good at the end of the games.
No.
He disappears. It seems like he doesn't want the ball. Everything you don't want from a superstar, he's kind of got that.
Yeah.
Tendency. So
he's probably a good role player. He's just acting... with the attitude that he's, you know, LeBron James.
The Celtics have been cold so far. They're going to get it together. They're going to figure it out. It's going to take a little while. They have so many pieces to try and mesh. Gordon Hayward's still trying to come back. Al Horford hasn't played very well. So they have a lot of issues there. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, I would think. But...
really?
Yeah, I would
who's
imagine... for the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
To win it or to be in it? I mean, there's three teams.
To be in it.
There's four teams now.
There's only four teams.
The East has gotten so interesting. So
yeah.
They got the Sixers now with Jimmy Butler. They got Ben Simmons, Butler, and Joel Embiid. They have a legit big three.
Yeah.
Their role players I'm a little worried about. When they gave up Covington, they gave up Sario Daric. I was a little worried about it.
Those are two big pieces.
Those guys are good players, and I think Minnesota. Obviously, you never get equal value when you trade away a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy Butler is such a good two way player, and if he can stay healthy, he's hit two big game winning shots or game tying shots since he's been in Philadelphia. So that's big. And again, Joel Embiid's been an MVP candidate so far. So the Sixers got it rolling. Went under Budenholzer. They have all these different pieces. I'm a little worried that they don't have enough pieces. I don't think they have enough shooting. They have J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, Jimmy Butler obviously can shoot, but Ben Simmons can't.
Nope.
Embiid can shoot it a little bit, but they have some other pieces. So I think they got to figure out.
Not something you want to rely on.
They have some other things I think they need to figure out. Okay, Milwaukee.
Yes.
I can't imagine. When this season started, I wouldn't have thought that we were going to be talking about how interesting the East is or a quarter of the way through the season.
I'm pretty sure I tweeted something about how irrelevant the East was going to be this season.
And I think it's exactly the opposite. I think they're more interesting than the West right now.
Yeah. Well, the West is predictable.
True. That's a good point. So, except for how the Rockets are performing. But, yes. So, the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously Giannis is having an MVP-caliber season. Every year he's gotten better and better and better. And they have Chris Middleton. They have these other pieces. Eric Bledsoe. The addition of Brook Lopez, vital. Because, again, that's Giannis is a guy who can't shoot. So, when you have Brook Lopez, he can expand the defense and get the shot blocker out of the 3-point line, which is what the Miami Heat did back in when they won back-to-back championships with Chris Bosh. So, and Brook Lopez, in my opinion, is playing fantastic. What a big pickup that was.
And they're long.
They are. Oh, they're good. And Eric Bledsoe can have a good night. I mean, they have a lot of pieces.
Tenacious on defense.
Their role players are good. I love Ersan Ilyasova, who they got from the Sixers. I love a lot of their other pieces they have. The Bucks, at the start of the season, were at 48.5 wins for the season in Vegas odds. To me, that was insanely low. They started out like 12-1.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a little bit of a hot start. They just have to stay healthy and let the role players play more on back-to-back situations, get them more confident so when it does come time for playoffs and guys get in foul trouble, guys get dinged up, and you don't have to use as many minutes, they'll be better off. But I think, so you have those two teams, but then Toronto has been unbelievable as well. I think they're in first place in the East right now.
They are.
And they have the best record in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Kawhi Leonard trade for Toronto, if he stays right now, that's brilliant. And DeMar DeRozan's playing great for San Antonio.
He is.
But he's no Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. I mean, Kawhi is probably the best two-way player in the league.
Yeah, that's close.
He's got to still trying to figure things out with coming back from the injury. But Toronto's got it dialed. But this is what Toronto's done the last 3 years. They've been really good in the regular season. And then when it comes postseason time, they folded. They got swept by the Cavs and LeBron last year. So it's hard to say that Toronto's going to be very, very good when it comes playoff time. They look fantastic right now.
Yeah.
However, it's early. And that's my fear with them.
You think they're peaking early?
No, I don't think they're peaking early. I just think that it's too early to say they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals because they haven't proven that they can win in the playoffs consistently. Yeah. So,
especially now that you have four teams, four legitimate contenders, it's not just a cakewalk into the Eastern Conference Finals anymore.
Right.
You're right. Those four teams, any pick of those four, any combination of those four at the current state of things is a good pick. My first out would be the Sixers. I think that the Bucks are so difficult on the defensive end.
Yeah.
I'd go Raptors Bucks.
The Sixers, really?
Yeah, Raptors Bucks.
I think the Sixers I think the Celtics will be in it for sure. Brad Stevens is too good of a coach and they have too many assets. Ben Simmons defensively, this is where it kind of gets interesting if you talk about matchups. When it comes postseason time, it's all kind of about matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Simmons is a 6'8 point guard, and he can't stay with some of these quicker guards. So you kind of have to switch your lineup around to have a smaller shooting guard.
Yeah.
I don't really think they have that guy. And then you have what's going on with Markelle Fultz with the shooting. So I think they're going to trade him.
That's another story right there.
Exactly.
People want him to get sent down to the G League.
But he needs to be traded. He needs to get more confidence. It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
But right now it's a cloud hanging over Philadelphia, and they don't need that. They have these other things that are blooming right now with Jimmy Butler now coming in.
Yeah,
so
go get some pieces with him. You won't get a first-round draft pick, but you could get.
I think you can get like a 20th pick or so.
A couple other surprising things: J.R. Smith, Carmelo Anthony, both being like put on the shelf because people finally realize what cancers they are for organizations.
Absolutely. Right.
That's exactly what I never understood the Rockets pickup. You know this. We've gone back and forth on this, but they don't bring enough to make up for the fact of how detrimental they are to culture.
What made the Rockets so good last year was they had so many guys who could shoot the three ball and shoot it effectively, and they were relatively good defensively.
Well, they lost their best defender.
They lost Trevor Ariza.
Yep.
They lost one other player, P.J. Tucker, I believe. And the reason why they lost those guys is because they had to sign Clint Capella to a max.
Yep.
And they had to sign a huge deal, a super max, with Chris Paul.
Yep. And you couldn't afford him anymore. That was their best shot.
But they were kind of cornered. They didn't really have a choice. They had to sign Chris Paul to super max. You can't really let him go free in free agency.
I agree. They made the right choice. And you don't want to... Clint Capella is a premier big. You don't want to let him go either. They made the best choice possible. Their best, I think, run at it for now was last season. With Chris Paul injury in the Western Conference Finals, they just didn't get it done. So they're going to have to wait a few years and kind of sit on the contracts that they have now and then try and find a few pieces.
Quickly, the West, I think right now there's probably 10 teams that are in within 3 games of each other. I know it's early.
Yeah.
But quickly, if I can name off who I think is going to make the playoffs, and you can disagree with me, I think the Nuggets are a guaranteed playoff team this year. They're very good.
Yes.
Mike Malone has done a fantastic job as their head coach. Obviously, you have the Warriors, the Rockets. I think the Lakers are going to be in.
I picked them as the 7 or the 8 seed, yeah.
The Lakers?
Yeah.
I think Portland's in. But the Mavericks.
And the Mavericks. The Magic, though.
Had the Magic been playing?
They beat the Lakers.
I just don't buy it. They don't have the guys.
They're playing really well right now.
Vucevic, Fournier, and I mean that's about it. That won't last. It's a couple good games in a row. They're not that good. But again, the Mavericks now with Luka Doncic, are they a possible? I mean, Luka Doncic just looked like an MVP caliber. I mean, a Rookie of the Year candidate already,
yeah,
which we kind of predicted, but
they just got smoked last night by the Lakers.
Yeah, well, did you see he blocked LeBron twice on one play?
Yeah,
I love Luka Doncic. I wish the Kings would have drafted him. I'm still upset about that, but that's okay.
It's one team you haven't mentioned here in your playoff run.
Yeah, I don't think the Kings are going to make the playoffs.
No more 3-3.
They're 10 and 11. They were looking good. They have a couple easy games coming up. They play Indiana tonight. I'll be there. Without Victor Oladipo, it should be a guaranteed win. But they also lost to the Jazz at home the other night without Donovan Mitchell. So this team still, the Kings still have that issue of they can't play well for long periods of time in games. They'll have little runs when they look great, and they'll have runs when they look bad. And a loss to the Clippers on national TV on Thursday was very important. I think I said it at the game. It might have been the biggest game in the decade for the Kings, because they're at home, their fans are on display, which are awesome. Their building that's unbelievable is on display. They have all these great things, and the team's got an upward trajectory. There's positivity. De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Bogdanovich, and then they kind of fold into the Clippers. So, you know, I don't think they'll make the playoffs. However, there's a lot of other pieces in the West that are very, very interesting. What's going to happen with the Warriors? We'll keep a magnifying glass on that. So the NBA is incredibly interesting right now, and we're just 20 games in or 22 games in. But NFL coming down the stretch. So we'll get to that next segment. I have my Fire 3 that Jared, if you would have bet all of my Fire 3 this year, my friend, you would be up 65%, just so you know. That's how good it's been. It's been unbelievable. All right. That's coming up next, my Fire 3, and we'll get into some more NFL on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back. A couple minutes left. And kind of going through spreads and betting lines and stuff this week. I just am baffled. It seems like there's a lot of really beneficial lines, but I'm also, I feel like there's sucker bets. All right, Jared, let's hit it. Let's get to our fire three. So this is my three bets you should take this week in the NFL in week 13. First up, we have the Bears and the Giants. Mitch Trubisky is doubtful. I don't think he's going to play. I think they're going to have his backup in. They're favored by 3.5 on the road in New York. Now, I know the Giants are kind of in this strange mode. Are they just going to tank and try to get a top draft pick? I think they won't, and specifically here's why. Eli Manning's still fighting for a job right now for next season. Now, they have these pieces. Saquon looked unbelievable in the first half last week. I think they're going to rely on him a lot this week. And OBJ's looked better the last couple of weeks. I just think that with the Bears not having their starting quarterback in Mitch Trubisky and the Giants offense, who I think has potential to be solid against a good Bears defense, I just don't see the Bears, they're favored by 3.5. So I'm going to take the Giants plus 3.5 on that one. Next up, Rams-Lions. I know I'm being suckered into it, Bryce. I know. The Rams are favored by 10 points on the road in Detroit. Come on. Really?
They're bad.
No, they aren't. They're not that bad.
They're 4-7.
I know they're 4-7, but the Rams are not a good 10-1 team. Jared Goff is not a good 10-1 quarterback. He might be the worst quarterback on a 10-1 team ever. Put it down. I'm just saying. I don't think Jared Goff is that good. He's got all this protection. He's got all these weapons. Put him in a situation where he doesn't have those things, he's not going to shine. Let's relax. Calm down.
Okay, but
Jared
he does
Goff.
Have those things, so he is going to shine.
I know, but I'm saying he's one of the worst quarterbacks to have a 10-1 start. All right, so the Rams are favored by 10 points on the road. I just think the Lions are better than that. I just think that they have Matt Stafford. They talk about him being a top 15 quarterback. He is one of those guys who will have a great week the week before and a terrible week the week after. He did not look good last week. He's due. That's what I'm betting on. I just got a feeling here that the Lions at home in Detroit, guess what? The Rams don't like playing on the road. They've had a much closer games when they've been on the road, and we know how the weather can be in Detroit. So, I'd have the Lions plus 10. I've so far two covers. I'm kind of, usually I'm not a cover guy, but That is who I am. The last one is probably the most interesting game of the week. The Chargers and the Steelers. Pittsburgh at home, favored by 3.5. Again, I'm going to go with the Chargers to cover. I am a Phillip Rivers fan. I think this guy is, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He has to be. I know he hasn't looked good in the playoffs, but that's because his team has been so bad consistently in the playoffs. He's had to carry a team. I think Phillip Rivers, if he wins a Super Bowl, he's up there with Aaron Rodgers as one of the greatest ever. Because he's had such a poor team around him consistently that this guy continues to shine year after year after year. And they're 8-3 right now. The Steelers are at 7-3. They came up a bad loss last week where Ben Roethlisberger looked good until he threw a pick late. I just think the Chargers are going to cover. So I got the Chargers to cover 3.5. The Lions to cover on a 10. And the Giants to cover 3.5 against the Bears at home. I'm ironically taking, let's see, two road teams and a home team. So, you know, we'll see. Two home teams and a road team. But I just think that's, again, 65% I've hit on this year. So, and I don't know why that is.
65% of the time it works every time?
No, 65% of the time it works. All right, that is my Fire 3. And, yeah, I just think those are the right decisions. There's a lot of good lines this week, though. I was looking at other ones, but those are the ones I was tempted on. The Dolphins-Bills one is interesting. With Miami favored 3.5. There's a lot of Carolina favored by 3 against the Bucks on the road. The Bucks have looked better. However, they played the Niners last week. The Bucks did, so who knows? My Niners are not looking good.
No,
okay, so.
No.
I'm very tired of this Aaron Rodgers thing of they had the video that came out a couple weeks ago on Sunday Night Football, which was a great promo, about who's the GOAT, Brady or Rodgers. Rodgers isn't even in the same category as Tom Brady. He's just not. And I saw Colin Cowherd talking about it this week, and I agree with him. He's not. He's only won one Super Bowl. Granted, he hasn't had as good of a team, but when you talk about facets of players and where they end up, the first thing you look at is rings, and Rodgers only has one.
You take Bill Belichick away, you take away all of Tom Brady's rings. Tom Brady earned zero
but
rings.
But you can't, we don't know that.
Yes, we do.
We don't
zero
know
rings.
That. No,
zero
we don't
rings.
Know that. We don't know that. Mike
Aaron
McCarthy's
Rodgers,
not a very good coach, and he won a Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers is fantastic moving with the ball. He's
not very good on the road.
Player.
He's similar to Brett Favre. He's not very good on the road, and I think that's because he audibles out of good plays to try and be his own guy. And him and Mike McCarthy's butting heads continues
McCarthy
to be an issue.
McCarthy is doing just a crap job coaching that team.
Well, he's been there. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, how long ago? This season has been just a giant garbage pile for them.
Yeah, and they're not out of the playoffs yet. I think they have a shot still.
They have to win out. That's what they're saying. They have to win out.
So we'll see.
My least favorite thing about Aaron Rodgers is his brother.
Yeah, what happened? Well, I thought Rodgers did a really good thing raising money for people with the campfire.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Went to Pleasant Valley High School, and then his brother, Arrington Reilly, out on Twitter. It's just not the right way to go.
Especially after that. You just keep that family business in the family.
Seriously. All right, so a little bit of news regarding this show. I think we are actually going to move to Wednesdays. We don't know the specific time. Wednesday afternoons. So we'll no longer be a Saturday morning, so Jared doesn't have to get up and do his hair this early.
It's what keeps him looking so fluffy, though.
He does. His hair is very fluffy. We will move to Wednesdays probably in 2 weeks. I think next week we'll be back here on Saturday. That's exciting news because it works a lot better for my schedule. It'll be more fun because we'll have more things to get to. We can get to more to Monday Night Football. We can preview Thursday Night Football. Obviously, we'll do most of the same stuff. NBA will get it'll be pretty much the same, and nothing will really change. So I'm excited about that. Also, rest in peace, George H.W. Bush, the 41st president, died last night. Also, very sad there. It's never good when a president dies or a first lady or anything like that. It's just it's always sad. But George H.W. Bush seemed like a pretty good dude, and
yeah,
it was always fun to watch. He was a big Rangers fan, always at the Texas Rangers game. So that is it. We got a lot of good stuff today. Thanks, Jared, for sticking with us throughout this one, and Bryce for coming on the show again. And yeah, no problem. And, you know, we'll see. 65% have hit on Fire 3 bets, so I would take those three teams I mentioned earlier in the segment. All right, let's get out of here. Thanks, guys.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.